Winning the War of Words. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When the Supreme Court ruled that the policy on enemy combatants was illegal, the U.S. military explained that these people were, in fact, imperative security detainees, which differs from an enemy combatant in that it takes significantly longer to say. But it's worked. Since then, we haven't had to face any more enemy combatants. In the same way, we've learned that stay the course didn't mean what we thought.
Stay the course means keep doing what you're doing. My attitude is don't do what you're doing if it's not working. Change.
Stay the course actually meant don't stay the course. On the matter of setting timetables in Iraq, we remain resolutely opposed to timetables.
The step is to say to the Maliki government, which we're doing, let us work in concert to develop a series of benchmarks to achieve different objectives.
Benchmarks are objectives without times attached.
From what we can see right now, it makes sense that at this time next year or a little bit later, that for the most part, the Iraqi security forces can be in the lead.
Except that sometimes generals will attach a time, but at a different press conference so as to fool the enemy. On the question of casualties, which is what's driving this whole debate, they too may not be what they seem.
The Iraqi security forces are in the fight. And in Ramadan alone, they have lost over 300 martyrs.
Martyrs. It's about time someone pointed out that it isn't just the terrorists with the shot at the virgins. As for the ultimate question, will we win this?
First, you have to define what is winning.
Just so. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.